The labor shortage hitting companies across the country. Many are offering new incentives and perks to lure in employees. But some are trying a different strategy to entice the younger workforce by getting creative with crypto. Here's CNBC's Sharon Epperson.
Stephen Garrett has a gig persuading people to download an app that ranks sports odds makers. One of the main reasons the college senior took this job as a campus brand manager was the option to be paid in cryptocurrency.
It was a pretty enticing part of the deal, coming to work for SharpRank. I think crypto is a very exciting thing that's going on right now, and it's very fun to be a part of.
Crypto is a way to get paid, but for Garrett's employer, it's also a way to make the startup stand out and help recruit young talent.
This really stood out to us as an opportunity to differentiate ourselves and become sort of a market leader with respect to how these kids are getting communicated to from a brand ambassador standpoint.
Fluctuations in cryptocurrencies make it an exciting, though potentially risky ride. Bitcoin this year has been valued at less than $30,000 and over $67,000. In real dollars, if you got paid $670 in early November and kept it in Bitcoin, a month later, it was worth about $500. But some people, like artist Tiana Brown, are willing to take that risk to get a foothold in the crypto economy. Brown paints acrylic on canvas and also sells her works as non-fungible tokens or NFTs.
It's almost like licensing. So every time someone uses your art, you gain a percentage. So your art can potentially go up in value the more that it's used, the more that it's shared, and the more that people purchase it.
Brown hopes crypto will help take the word starving out of the description of artists.
I feel like this is an opportunity for artists to put more value into their art and for investors to acknowledge their art as something that has value.